I want to talk about the difference between having help and being replaced in your own life, because a new product from Meta this week sits right on that line, and I think it's a line worth feeling carefully before we step over it. Meta launched an assistant called Muse that doesn't just advise you, it acts for you. It books the trip, sends the email, spends the money, handles the tedious business of living, all on its own. And my honest first reaction was longing. Who wouldn't want the boring parts of life quietly taken care of? But then I sat with it, and a quieter thought arrived. For all of human history, there's been a thread connecting the deciding of a thing and the doing of it. You decide to book the dinner, and you book it. You decide to write to your friend, and you write it in your own clumsy words. The doing is small and often tedious, yes, but it's also where a surprising amount of our life actually happens. The little frictions are also the little moments of agency, of presence, of being the author of your own days. What an acting agent quietly offers is to take all of that away. Not the big decisions at first, just the doing, just the living out of them. Let me be fair, because I don't want to romanticize tedium. Some tasks genuinely deserve to be automated. They steal time from what matters, and handing them off could free us for the things only we can do, to be with the people we love, to think, to create, to rest. That's the beautiful version, and it's real. An agent that clears the clutter so you can live more fully is a genuine gift. I don't want to be the person wagging a finger at convenience, so here's my honest calibration, and it's a question more than a warning. I'd put it near certain that agents like this become normal fast, because the pull of convenience always wins in the short term. What I'm genuinely unsure about is whether we stay awake to a subtle danger, that in handing over the doing, we slowly hand over the being, that we become people to whom life happens, arranged by an agent, rather than people who live it. The tool isn't the problem. The question is whether we keep deliberately the parts of our own lives we actually want to touch with our own hands. And that's where I'll leave you. When the agent that runs your errands arrives, and it will dressed as freedom, and some of that freedom will be real, take a moment to decide, on purpose, what you want it to handle and what you want to keep. Let it take the tedium you truly don't want. But maybe keep writing the message to the person you love. Keep making some of the small choices that add up to a life that feels like yours. Convenience is worth a great deal. But being the author of your own days was never a chore to be optimized away. It was the point. This case was examined at GAFAM.ai,